From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Time now for your emails, and we start with a couple of corrections.
On Friday's show, we ran a story about a new law that allows people to take a loaded gun into a national park or a wildlife refuge. Some of you may have heard us say that the measure takes effect in 90 days. It actually goes into effect in 9 months.
And a correction to Bob Mondello's summer movie preview yesterday.
Cooper and the lushly comic romance with food, Julie and Julia, which stars Meryl Streep as Julia Childs.
Bonjour!
Oops, a few listeners with careful ears caught that Bob added an S to the name of that famous French chef.
We received many emails about our co-host Robert Siegel's talk with Derek Gottfried of the New York Times website. He keeps track of the most searched terms on the site.
Most of the top 10 made sense. Obama, China. But the second most searched for term over a 24-hour period stumped Derek Gottfried.
It's not a word or a phrase, but a date. May 4th, 2009.
So for reasons that shall remain mysterious, May 4th, 2009 was a point of curiosity with lots of people.
We would love to solve that mystery as well. If anyone could provide us some insight, please do.
Well, you offered a number of theories, including the suggestion that May 4th is a holiday of sorts.
Cy Sussman of Westlake Village, California, explains that it's an unofficial Star Wars holiday, and people were looking to see if there were related news stories in the New York Times.
And why May 4th to celebrate Star Wars, you ask? Sussman has the answer for that.
It is so Star Wars fans can greet each other with the phrase, May the 4th be with you.
To let us know of other holidays you may have neglected to recognize, please write to us. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page.